Alex Newton, chiropractor, is here today. Hello.
Good
to see
you.
I nearly needed your services then, as that record ended, didn't I? She watched on in amazement as a radio professional struggled to operate a pair of headphones.
Awkward moment.
It was, wasn't it? Whacking myself in the eye with them. Anyway, we came through that, and we've got Christmas coming up. We've got to get ourselves through that in one piece. I know you've got some great advice on ensuring that you don't tweak or pull a muscle, because our lives do all change around Christmas. When you think about it, the things you do at Christmas time that you don't do for the rest of the year, we'll talk about that shortly. And I notice your shirt today. You are wearing the Royal College of Chiropractors coat of arms, and above that it says the Pregnancy and Paediatric Faculty.
That's correct.
What's brought that on?
Something to wear today to remind you how to say chiropractic, maybe.
Thank you.
No, I'm the secretary of the Pregnancy and Paediatric Faculty, and we're trying to promote the awareness of the fact that chiropractors do treat small babies for various ailments, and mums-to-be that have numerous amount of back problems and problems with their pelvises and sciatica and that sort of thing. So
yeah.
We look at it from a mechanical point of view to see what's actually going on with their spines, and it's a very safe, drug-free way of treating mums who obviously can't take any medication during that time. But there is very little research out there on the evidence of chiropractic support, and the faculty are trying to promote an increased amount of research to evidence that babies and mums-to-be benefit from chiropractic support.
Well, we'll have to stay across that one, and when there is more evidence and more of a story, you're happy to tell it. One thing I would ask, I don't know if you have any views on breastfeeding. That was a topic under discussion earlier on in the show. I was asking people about their experiences, trying to understand the story on Radio Nottingham earlier today about the research project from the University of Sheffield, which incorporated some women from North Nottinghamshire. And it turned out that mums were more inclined to breastfeed their children if they were given shopping vouchers as an incentive, which flies in the face of what most people believe. Most people say, if a woman wants to breastfeed, she will, and if she doesn't, she won't. No vouchers are going to make any difference. Then vouchers do make a difference. I'm not going to draw you in on that, but breastfeeding overall, is that something that you think is to be encouraged?
It, of course it is. It's the natural way to go and the best for baby and for mum. Sadly, something like 70% of new mums are setting out to breastfeed. And unfortunately, a lot of those can't go ahead and breastfeed for lots of different reasons. Sometimes those reasons can be mechanical, either with the mother or with the baby itself. And then if we look at the research, it actually says something in the effect that after 6 weeks of birth, there is a very, very small number of mums still managing to breastfeed. And that's quite frightening. So we have to look at the reasons why mums aren't breastfeeding. There's lots of different reasons. But from a chiropractic perspective, we do see a number of babies are referred to us with all sorts of feeding difficulties. And sometimes we find that some mechanical issues with the upper part of the neck, or maybe even the jaw, or maybe the baby is tongue-tied. These all can affect the breastfeeding, the position that the baby can, how the baby can latch onto the breast, and that affects the breastfeeding dyad.
So that can make it painful for the mum without anybody realising.
It makes it very painful for the mum, and we find that once we do some very gentle treatment on these tiny babies, sometimes only a few days old, that it can make a huge difference from them succeeding and going on to breastfeeding long term or actually having to give up and resort to formula feeding. So watch this space.
Yeah, there we are. There's a view of the subject that I wasn't expecting to hear today. Thank you for that, Alex Newton, Beeston chiropractor. We'd invited you in to talk about Christmas, really, and injuries, well, caused by Christmas. And it seems wrong to blame Christmas for injuries, but I kind of feel as though it is to blame, isn't it?
Well, the dynamics change, don't they, at this time of year? There's lots of things going on, as well as the weather changing and that sort of thing. But we have to realise that if we have a very sedentary job and then we perhaps spend 6 hours gardening, we're going to have some problems. If we have a very active job and then spend 8 hours sitting in the car driving, we're going to have some problems. So it's looking at changing our lifestyle from one extreme to the other that tends to catch us out. So we have to be very mindful of what we're doing on a day-to-day basis. So lifting the tree, for example, getting onto the into the car or on the top of the car. Most people have got their trees up, I think, by now. We're a bit shameful we haven't got ours up yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that can be quite a challenge for people. So just make sure that you've got someone to help you to get it onto the car, get it off the car, and putting the tree up in the house, getting it through the front door, etc. So be very mindful of how you're lifting. Keep it close to you. Bend your knees, keep your back straight. Try not to twist. That's always a bit of a bending and twisting. A combined movement is usually the thing that tends to cause these types of problems.
There is a lot more lifting going on, isn't there? There's bags with stuff in, and now we get things delivered to the door. When you open the door and there's a box and you think, oh, I'll just move that inside. You bend down and grab it and don't realise. So, I mean, just checking how heavy something is sometimes.
Before we start, yes, they have huge boxes for very small things these days. So it's usually quite a lot lighter. That's the thing, isn't it? You don't expect it to be light, and then you can sort of lift it in expecting it to be heavy and vice versa. So, yes, be aware of that. Try and get them to sort of bring it into the house for you and get someone to help you lift it as well. But, yeah, carrying shopping bags or just one more shop, just one more bag, trying to make the weight of the bags even left and right. The weight is actually pulled from right from the base of the skull, the back of the neck. So if you get home and you've got a blinding headache, it's probably because of the bags you've carried. So try and get a rucksack or a shopping trolley, or make frequent short trips backwards and forwards to the shops to minimise the stress on the spine there.
Like most of us, Alex has got a few thoughts about Christmas to share with you. Before we go back to Christmas, I was reading a report today about man flu. You might not believe this, Alex, but you read through this report and there's an evolutionary reason why men suffer worse when they get a cold or flu. And the evolutionary reason is that we have to stay in our cave and not go hunting when we've got the lurgy. And that's why men suffer more. And if you extrapolate from being comfortable in the cave to where we are now, the best way of a man feeling better when he's got a flu or cold is to be put in a reclining chair in front of a big television. Does that come into the chiropractor world, the idea of sitting in a reclining chair and watching television?
As long as he gets up every 40 minutes and has a stretch, that's probably get away with that. And
right.
That probably means he might recover a lot quicker.
Ah, 40 minutes and have a stretch, 40 minutes, put the kettle on and make everybody a cup of tea, perhaps.
Yes. As long as he doesn't forget to go and buy that turkey, that's fine.
Just on the world of reclining chairs, though. You know, people might be thinking about getting one for Christmas. They might be looking forward to spending most of Christmas in one, are they? Okay, as long as you...
They're very good. Yeah. I would recommend that you sit semi-recumbent when you're watching your Disney film over Christmas.
So you're not you're not a straight back upright person all the time then?
No, that gets a bit like hard work after a while. And it, sitting, as we know, is the time when you have the most amount of pressure on the discs and the joints in the spine. So going into a semi-recumbent position is much better
so
for
does
the
that
spine.
Mean leaning back very slightly, like
leaning
in a recliner?
Backwards, yeah. And then make sure that you've got support on those curves, those hollow curves in the back. So there's one in the small of the back, one of the base of the neck there. Mm. So a cushion behind your head and into the nape of the neck, and a cushion in the small of your back to form that S-shaped curve, which is where the spine is designed to work in its optimum.
A reclining chair and plenty of cushions.
Yes.
It's not as austere as some people might think, this world.
And maybe no remote, so you have to get up and change channels.
So take
that
the
might
remote
be helpful.
Away.
Yes. Yeah. 40 minutes maximum, and get up and move about.
Right, recliners are okay, but 40 minutes maximum in any one session. Going for a long drive was interesting. You talked about this, that the people who perhaps have quite an active job then find themselves driving up and down the country in a day. So what tips, tricks would you suggest to avoid getting that moment when you try to get out of the car at the end of the journey and nothing seems to work?
Well, the key to start with is to not drive for too long. So perhaps break up every an hour and a half maximum, 2 hours absolute outmost. And when you get out of the car, perhaps you've stopped at a services, park as far away as possible from the door and go and walk to the services and have a good stretch and a good walk there. Get yourself a coffee or a snack or whatever, and then walk back and do some gentle stretching before you get back in the car, just to get everything moving again. But the key is not to sit there too long. We're all obsessed about getting there as quickly as possible, and especially with the roads being so congested, it can delay someone's journey quite substantially, and an extra sort of 15-20 minutes. But honestly, it is well worth breaking up that journey and putting extra time into the timetable so that you can minimise the stress on your body.
Interesting that you say park some way away from the door, because, you know, this is a psychological thing. People feel the urge to park as close to the door as possible. And they spend longer going round and round and round trying to get that one parking space that's there than if they'd driven 100 yards to the end of the car park. You get parking.
And there's loads of parking there, and it's easy to park, and nobody bangs your door.
Yeah,
and
25 seconds walk, and you're where you would have been.
And it's much better for your spine.
Aren't we weird? But yeah, that's the most important thing. It's better for your spine. And I'm thinking, come supermarket shopping around Christmas time, it can be a bit of a elbow feast, can't it, once you're in the shop? But again, parking, sensible to not try and get the one right by the front, as long as you're mobile and it's not throwing it down with rain or whatever. Parking a bit further away.
Well, we dry, don't we? It doesn't matter if you get wet, does it?
Well, I don't
know. We do dry.
I'm just trying to anticipate the calls where people would complain about, Alan, you said we should park a long way from the supermarket, or what about when it's raining and I get wet?
Well, use an umbrella or, you know, dry off later. Sorry.
Before you pick up the phone and have a moan, Alex has got the answer for you this afternoon. But, yeah, as long as you're bags of shopping aren't too heavy, that little bit of a walk to and from the car is probably better for you than
always use your trolley. Just be careful with trolleys though, because if they've got those wonky wheels, you're twisting, and you know that can twist your back a little bit. That's not great.
Somebody invented the knot, didn't they?
They have the odd one, don't you occasionally? Yes. Okay. Most supermarkets are quite good at maintaining their trolley condition and health.
The danger comes with this when you go in and you say, I'm only going in for four things, I'll take a basket.
Always.
At this time of year, you go in for four things, you come out with 40 in the basket.
Fatal. So, a pint of milk and £40 later.
I'll just lift this basket up onto the conveyor belt.
Recognise that point and go and swap your basket for a trolley.
Go
it's
get a trolley.
Really important, because that's going to really hinder things.
So when it comes to cooking for Christmas, are you pretty active in the kitchen, Alex, yourself?
Oh, I love all the paraphernalia of it all. But a lot of standing about. Again, if you're used to a sedentary lifestyle, standing around, doing lots of cooking, lots of preparation is to be wary of. Mm. And I think the way we can sort of beat these changes in our domain over the Christmas period is to try and keep as fit as possible. And we know that maintaining good muscle tone minimises the risk of injury. So be very mindful about your posture when you're doing various things, particularly lifting the turkey out of the oven, carrying the bag of spuds across the kitchen, standing, stand straight, don't stand twisted when you're peeling the potatoes. Sometimes standing with your feet at different heights is quite good, although you're not walking around like that. Sometimes people find just leaning over the kitchen work surface or over the sink doing all the washing up, that can give them significant backache. So sometimes just taking your shoe off or slipper off, so there's just a small amount of difference in leg height, that puts the weight through the hips rather than the lower back. And then you can swap round a few minutes later and you'll find that dull, achy back, horrible backache when you're washing up is minimised because you're putting the weight through the side of the hips instead of into the spine. That's always a very useful tip.
Well, that is one I am going to remember, because sometimes in the kitchen I do get that dull, achy back and it's annoying. And prior to your suggestion there of just taking a shoe off for a little while and then swapping them around, the only solution I'd ever thought of, and I've never seen this made for real, is, you know, the baby bouncers that go in door frames, this sort of thing. I mean, I want a bit big
for one of those.
Well, I want an adult size one that is suspended from the middle of my kitchen ceiling that allows me to bounce around my kitchen. And then when I need to... Alex does look very concerned, you know. But wouldn't it be great? You're in the kitchen and you haven't got to put all your weight through your legs because you've got like some elastic support.
Yep.
And then when you need to go from the oven to the kitchen cupboard, instead of walking, you just sort of bounce yourself across with the elastic
harness. Maybe a ticket to Mars and you can just go in the atmosphere and bounce around a spaceship might be an idea there. Okay.
Poor Alex thinks we've all been on the snowballs before she arrived. Thank you very much indeed for coming along, and I hope you have a good, safe and supple Christmas.
And you.
Yes, we will, with some excellent tips there to bear in mind to make sure that you're not doubled up by Boxing Day, not from muscle spasm at least. And we'll see you in the new year. Happy Christmas.
And good
new
year. Alex Newton. To the listeners. Thank you.
Beeston Chiropractor with you on BBC Radio Nottingham's 27 minutes past